Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little SRV bringing us back. The late great Stevie Ray Vaughan, ladies and gentlemen, right there. Raining down in Texas. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with Matthew Horn, the president and the founder of Legal Services Link, LLC. LegalServicesLink.com is the website. And basically, Matthew, you're a bureau. You're a clearinghouse between attorneys and businesses that need an attorney.
Yeah, I don't know about bureau or clearinghouse, but we call ourselves a technology platform that helps people connect with attorneys quickly and efficiently. Yes.
Well, that's, you know, if you think about those are both kind of old fashioned terms that I use there.
That's why I had to clarify. I don't know what they mean.
Well, okay, but that's de facto. You know, when I think about what you guys do, you're a nexus between the need and the solution.
Absolutely.
So. One of the things that Matthew mentioned a minute ago, folks, was that if you go through them, or if you talk to any attorney, they're gonna if they consider you're doing business with you, one of the things that could pop up somewhere along the way in the relationship is a potential conflict, meaning Matthew that they represent somebody who's if not a competitor, somebody who could, I mean, and the ability to find a way to conflict, it can get kind of intricate, can't it?
Yeah, I mean, conflicts really arise when you're talking about litigation or potential litigation. But, yeah, you know, an attorney cannot represent both parties in a litigation, And, in fact, it can't represent one party in some other matter and then represent an adverse party in another matter against it. So, you know, whenever there are issues that arise where attorneys do have or do represent multiple parties, and sometimes those parties sue one another, and that's when you have a conflict interest, and that's something that needs to be prevented.
Well, I'm just thinking about a reason why somebody who's been doing business with lawyers locally. I mean, I went to an attorney not long ago on behalf of someone else. They asked me to do a little due diligence for them, and I went to them, and I mentioned what was going on, and the attorney said, "I can't represent them. But this wasn't necessarily in litigation. It was a contract kind of a thing, and the attorney didn't feel, because of the overall situation, the attorney didn't feel comfortable. Well, my point is, if you don't have another attorney at hand when the one you've been working with says something like that to you, That might be whatever you're working on might be a perfect option for Legal Services Link.
Yes, absolutely. And conflict issues arise fairly frequently. And the smaller the legal market, the more likely you are to encounter a conflict situation. But yes, I mean, I encounter conflicts all the time when I was an attorney. So, you know, it's something that pops up regularly.
Well, I would want to know, if my attorney, if I'm in a marketplace where there's a lot of hard competition, especially like a construction company, for example, or anybody who's doing bids, I would want to know if my attorney, even if we're not in litigation, I would want to know if my attorney was representing a competitor.
Yeah, and so they, you know, attorneys really have no duty. So attorneys have a duty to disclose conflicts when it's a direct conflict. What you're talking about now, Jim, is more of what I would refer to as a business conflict. And attorneys don't have an ethical duty necessarily,
right,
to disclose those business conflicts. So in your situation, if you were concerned about that, you would want to ask the attorney point blank, do you work for any of my competitors?
Absolutely. That was one of the reasons I brought this whole thing up, is I wanted to tell people that they might want to do that.
Yes.
It might not change their mind on who they use, but at least they would know what's going on. I at least want to know what's happening. And if I'm playing in a game, I want to know all the rules. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's not a bad question to ask. You know, unfortunately, the really good attorneys in specific industries, in certain markets, typically work for more than one company, and
right.
many times those companies are competitors. So, you know, I do think it's something that that companies do have a tolerance for.
But Matt, you and I both know that you walk in an attorney's business, they got other people's stuff laying around.
Absolutely, yes.
You can see some stuff. And
yes.
So I'm a little bit jumpy about stuff like that. So just
sure.
I just thought it. Thank you for helping me develop that thought. I just wanted to get that out there for folks to be thinking about. It's something they might not have. Hey, I need the website again, Matt.
It's www.legalservicesinc.com.
If you need an attorney, folks, they're the folks who can help you find them. Thanks, Matt. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
Matthew Horn, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.